Yasser Arafat said today that only the Palestinian people can choose their leaders. He was responding to yesterday's speech by President Bush, who called on Palestinians to elect new and different leadership, in his words, not compromised by terror. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Gaza Strip, many Palestinians found the speech biased in favor of Israel.
On the streets and in the coffee shops of Gaza, Palestinians listened to news reports from Ramallah, where Arafat told reporters that changing leaders is a decision reserved exclusively for the Palestinian people. Many here said their suspicions that U.S. Middle East policy is heavily pro-Israel had been confirmed by President Bush's remarks. Most people said they did favor new elections, but they had no intention of voting out Arafat under pressure from the U.S. or Israel. Hamas official Mahmoud Zahar said he thought he was listening to a speech prepared for a meeting of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's political supporters.
We are considering Mr. Bush as the prime former of a new Likud party in America. This is not serving the American interest. This is not serving the justice principle. And we are going to continue defending ourselves by all means.
Here in Gaza, Arafat is hardly a popular leader. His efforts to rein in Hamas leaders and put them under house arrest have been violently opposed by local residents. While Mr. Bush's remarks were designed to focus most attention on his call for new Palestinian leadership, Palestinians today acknowledge that the speech did contain some positive elements. The president called for the creation of a credible, viable Palestinian state. And Press Secretary Ari Fleischer was quick to point out today that the address also called on Israel to withdraw from a large portion of the West Bank as the violence is reduced, not after it stops completely. Palestinian Minister Ziad Abu Zayed said the main problem with the president's speech is not in the vision of what the resolution to the conflict should be, but with the absence of any creative ideas on how to get there from here.
A Palestinian state, ending the Israeli occupation, freezing the Israeli settlements, all these are attractive ideas and welcomed ideas. But beyond that, Mr. Bush did not speak about any mechanism or any timetable how we can start doing that. Mr. Bush gave legitimacy to the Israeli military operations against our people.
Israeli tanks rolled into the West Bank city of Hebron today. Palestinians said tank shells and Israeli fire killed four Palestinians. The army said the killings occurred during an exchange of fire. Palestinian Labor Minister Hassan Khatib said the president's comments yesterday don't amount to a plan. He said Mr. Bush simply tossed out some ideas, some of which may prove useful someday.
They have to tell us how they are going to help us to move from the current miserable situations towards the vision that they laid out in the speech.
Implicit in that comment is the recognition that if left to their own devices, Israelis and Palestinians will continue their pattern of terrorist attacks and military strikes. Sharon has promised a massive attack against Hamas centers in the Gaza Strip, although he affirmed today that he's not necessarily talking about an incursion. Hamas official Mahmoud Zahar says his faction is ready for anything and is preparing to avenge the deaths yesterday of seven Palestinians in an Israeli missile attack.
He killed seven. In one case, we can kill 20 and injure 50 or more than that. He is going to kill, and we are going to respond. We have to defend ourselves. Otherwise, he is going to occupy our land.
Zahar was apparently referring to suicide bombings and their capacity to inflict heavy casualties, often against civilians. Israel believes that's all the justification it needs for this widespread military operation that shows no sign of slowing down. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.